the big event this weekend, tomorrow at 7, the Ponca City Public Schools Concert Hall. This, I can't, there isn't a better venue in our entire state for the Pohai Corral Alumni Choir to get together. And Mr. Robert Moore is in studio with us. Mr. Moore, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure.
If I could get you close to that microphone, okay, so we can hear you really well. This is exciting. This is exciting.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Kim Hodges is with us as well.
Hello.
And Kim, you know what's so interesting and so wonderful that Mr. Moore has essentially come out of retirement to do this, right? Right? Coming out of retirement to...
He's been retired since 1996.
Yeah.
23 years.
Yeah.
I was worried he was bored. So
we got to get some work for him.
You know, yeah. I don't want him just sitting at home twiddling his thumbs, you know.
Right, right. Mr. Moore, when you see the dedication, all of these Pohai Corral alumni, boy, they're dedicated. I mean, they're rehearsing all over the country.
Yeah, it's simply overwhelming.
Yeah.
If you put the whole thing in perspective and think about, gosh, it's somebody in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's working on this music.
Right.
And just,
well, and technology has made it so that different alumni members from around the country can conference and rehearse this material remotely, which is something you couldn't have done even 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So it
is fascinating. That's what made last year such a success is, yeah, I learned the joy of Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. That's not my thing. But, man, when you're trying to get a reunion together and get people together,
that's how you do it. Kim Hodges is with us. Of course, a proud member of the Pohai Corral.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Mr. Robert E. Moore is with us. Mr. Moore, tomorrow night in that concert hall, just an incredible facility. There isn't anything that matches it in our entire state.
No.
Have you had an opportunity to see the concert hall yet, or will later?
Yeah, I have, yesterday morning I was there for, about an hour.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'd turn around, clap my hands, you know, and listen to the resonance and what have you, and I would think, oh my gosh, this is going to be fabulous.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's just I can't wait till the former students are there,
yeah,
and can hear what that place is going to produce for them.
Yeah, just incredible. Tickets are $10 at the door. You can stop by the Chamber of Commerce today and get your tickets in advance. Kim, I would have to guess that it's going to be pretty packed, and I'm predicting standing room only is what I'm predicting.
Oh my gosh, really?
I am. I'm pretty confident of that.
I heard the concert hall holds 1,200 people.
Well, there you go.
Are you serious?
Well, that's what I would think. I mean, this is a big
deal.
That
would be incredible.
You have over 220 former members, former and current members, Mr. Moore, and when this idea was presented to you to have an alumni choir performance and to raise money for a scholarship fund, how long did it take you to say yes?
Oh, yeah. Answer that question.
Yeah, Kim Hodges.
Did I even get the entire question out of my mouth?
I don't.
Maybe a few.
I don't really remember. No.
Maybe a few.
Seriously.
A few seconds.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Well, after last year's reunion and that performance and how incredibly special that was, not just on a local level, not just on a state level, but on a national level.
Yeah.
That reunion, you get goosebumps.
Yeah.
When you think about how special that was.
Yeah.
And then for the alumni and past and current members to come together and say, you know, let's do this again. not to get too far ahead of us, we're looking forward to tomorrow night. But is this something you hope to do more of in the future?
Ask me later.
Let's get past this one, right?
Don't ask me today,
right.
Okay? But let me emphasize here, we have people coming in from 22 different states.
Yeah.
Wow. We have someone in this alumni choir, with the exception of two class years, mm-hmm. who has sung in the chorale every year of its 53-year existence.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have students of Mr. Moore's. We have kids of his students in this group.
Wow.
We have husbands and wives. We've got cousins. We've got siblings. You know, we've got current chorale students that just graduated. I've got one kid that's in the chorale that will be graduating next year.
Wow.
That's in the, plus people who graduated in 1967, the first year that Mr. Moore came and created the chorale.
Wow, incredible.
It is.
So what kind of selections do you have, any in particular that are your favorites that you're hoping everyone enjoys tomorrow night?
Well, two especially, the opening selection.
Yeah.
By Handel.
Yeah.
Surely He Has Borne Our Griefs. Oh, is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And there's a Rachmaninoff Ave Maria. Now, those two, and then we slide into a little more contemporary or up-to-date music.
Okay. All right.
So it's quite a varied program.
Yeah.
But... We're hoping to stay as close to, well, we really don't have a motto or anything
right. Is it just based maybe generational? I mean, because there are so many different generations and people from the acquired. Yeah.
So yeah.
Maybe something from each generation, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible. Tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, the Ponca City Public Schools Concert Hall, and beautiful facility, brand new place, the acoustics, second to none. This building has been specifically designed for music, and this is going to be incredible. Robert Moore, I can't thank you enough for coming in and, making the trip, getting here and getting, and directing this performance tomorrow night. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you in studio.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you. Kim?
Thank you.
Thank you. How was your trip down?
Long, but we got here.
Yeah, because you live
I live in Montana.
Montana.
Yeah. I didn't walk, but it felt like it.
Right. It took you a while.
Yeah.
Right. It's a long trip. All right. Welcome both of you. And Kim, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It is 749. 101 Country KPNC. Don't have your tickets? Well, I'd get them at the door, $10 tomorrow evening. You'd also get those tickets at the Ponca City Chamber of Commerce in advance. That's probably not a bad idea.